Connections Gallery, 213 North Hampton Street in Easton, presents Karen Steen, Assembled. The exhibition is up through July 7th, and there will be an opening reception for the work this coming Saturday, June 8th, from 7 to 10 p.m. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Karen Steen started her professional art career as an editorial illustrator and made scores of tiny paintings published in magazines and books, providing visual information about scientific subjects related to health, well-being, and medicine. In response to the constraints of commercial illustration, she entered a phase of exploration during which she studied various printmaking techniques and unconventional uses of materials. The quest to refine her personal expression led her to pursue an MFA degree, which she completed in 2007 at the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts in Philadelphia. She now lives in Bethlehem and loves working at her studio in the Banana Factory. She has also completed training to be a hospital artist in residence at the Creative Center in New York City and is now working at St. Luke's Hospital in Bethlehem and Allentown, where she assists cancer patients and their families with creative projects to encourage healing and well-being. Living things, their small parts, interconnections, rhythms, cycles, and energy inspires her work. I reference the intricate and dynamic nature of life from the realm where it is small enough to be invisible. It is endlessly intriguing what we can't see, that which is either too small or hidden beneath the surface. A critical part of my creative process is arrangement and assembly. I become deeply involved in making decisions about placement, attachment, and construction. As in the organization of the web of life, I feel compelled to put diverse elements into a dynamic order. Artist Karen Steen.
These artworks are hanging on the wall, but they're not in a frame, and they're not two-dimensional. They're composed of shapes, and the shapes are cut out of different materials, including plexiglass, paper, and wood. I think shadows are part of the piece. How the light shines on the piece is integral to the piece itself.
And they're abstracts, but I find them abstract, heavily tilted toward the organic. They look very botanical.
I'm very interested in life forms, botanical forms, microscopic life. I have done works that are about the internal body systems. I'm not trying to depict things in a realistic manner. I think I'm trying to suggest or reference how I see or feel about life forms that are very small and intricate, maybe things that we can't see, but they do exist, that they're the building blocks of life. They're very intricate, they're very integrated, they're full of energy and movement, kind of a dance of life. All these different parts that are integrated and moving and cycling and evolving, somehow that fascinates me. I think that's what my art is about.
They're very kinetic without being moving, which I find very curious. They're somewhere in the border between abstract and not abstract. I think because of the shapes you've chosen, particularly these starburst creatures and these circular pieces that float around in them, they look like they should be in nature. I think what you've done is kind of towed the line in between. Your brain wants to see it as something in nature.
I have a lot of biology books that have photographs that are taken with an electron magnetic microscope. I'm just attracted to those images. I don't copy them. I'll lay them out on my table as I'm starting to work on something, just to give me some kind of inspiration to work off of.
How do you start? What do you look for inspiration?
I have a lot of books, biology books. I have a book on pollen. It's a huge, thick book full of photographs taken by this electron magnetic microscope. Sometimes I'll just thumb through the book, or I'll have multiple books, and I just sort of lay them out on the table. Then I take big pieces of newsprint, and I just start cutting shapes. I'm not at that point really looking at the books anymore. And I find if I just start cutting, I'm freer and I get more interesting shapes than if I actually try to draw the shapes. I think I get maybe too tight. I don't know if it's from my illustration education background that causes me to get too specific and too tight. What I do is I just cut a lot of shapes. Some of them are no good. Ones that I like, I put them in a pile. They tend to start developing a theme. A certain type of shape will start to work together. You might be able to even notice in the different pieces, they may have a little of a theme to their shape in each one. Some shapes I use throughout. I think each piece kind of has its own theme. Then I start to try to put them together in some way. Once I have a variety of shapes, I try to lay them around in different arrangements. And that's what I really like. I think I like arranging things. How do they look together and the negative space that's created when you put one shape up against the next. For some reason, I'm very fascinated with that.
the artist Karen Steen. Karen Steen Assembled is on view at Connections Gallery, 213 Northampton Street in Easton, and there will be an opening reception for the work this coming Saturday, June 8th, from 7 to 10 p.m. For more information, Connections Gallery's number is 610-250-7627. More information also available at connectionsgallery.net, and they're on Facebook. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.